We've broken into NFL Network headquarters. We're in Studio 4. We're with David Carr. We've customized this place, man.
I kind of like the purple and gold is nice. I mean, the Rams and the Chargers might be a little upset, but we'll take you for right now.
Okay, well, we like it. We've had a good time here. We've talked to a lot of you guys, you know, about the Vikings and the draft and all that, so thanks for taking a few minutes. The Vikings, they signed Latavius Murray, running back. That's kind of been the big news of the offseason so far. I know that you have some familiarity with Latavius Murray because your brother played with him.
Yeah, well, Latavius and Derek are best friends. I mean, they've done mission trips together in the offseason. They've gone to Haiti together. They spent a lot of time together. Derek was sad to see him go. But you guys got a great one. I mean, he really is. He's a freak athlete. I mean, obviously you guys know what that's like, having that at the tailback position. But Latavius has got some breakaway speed. He's got some power. He's a smart kid. He can pass block. It's endless. So I think that, and his work ethic is great, and he's going to do the right things. He's going to say the right things, and he's going to fit in well with that locker room. So he's a good addition.
Do you think the running game in the NFL has changed with so much shotgun stuff that's coming to offenses now? And is that something different that running backs are having to learn how to do?
Well, you're looking for different backs too. I think that's the biggest thing is that's one of the main reasons why Adrian, I think, is still looking, because the game has adapted and you've gone to more shotgun, you've gone to more zone read stuff. And you know, Adrian and backs like that, they're almost a lost art, you know, because it's a really true power gap scheme downhill. Only a handful full of teams do that anymore. But it's also running back by committee. I know we're talking about that on our show today. It's just one of those things that you got to have multiple guys, multiple horses in your stable to be able to do it on third down, a guy that can bang in between the tackles. So you can get one guy that can do it all, which is rare, but usually it's two or three guys to handle the load.
You know, Teddy came in with your brother. We have Teddy on the mend right now, and Sam Bradford came in last season and played great, and Mike Zimmer expressed some confidence in him and said Sam's going to be the starter next year. I know that you probably have an appreciation for Sam and his career, given that he came in as a top pick, you know, as did you. What were your observations on Sam in his first year with the Vikings?
Well, Sam was exactly what I thought that he was going to be. I mean, obviously coming in, he jumped right in there and played great.
Sam takes the snap, looks to the right, fires to the right, back right of the end zone. Kyle Rudolph, touchdown, Vikings! Sam Bradford's first touchdown pass as a member of the Minnesota Vikings goes the way of Kyle Rudolph.
I think that when you look at what he has, it's experience. That's really what he brings. And to be able to jump into a situation like that, I didn't think that was even fair. I mean, we were talking about it on the set. It's crazy to think that you can just walk right in there, pick up the playbook, and just go. But I thought he did an excellent job. He'll only improve, you know, as you get more time in the system. But I think they have a strong nucleus of guys around him, that he's got some pass catchers. He's got some guys that can make plays for him. And then the defense.
Big thing for Sam with the the trade of him coming to Minnesota at the time was the presence of Pat Shurmur on the offensive staff. Now he's been named the offensive coordinator. He'll be the play caller. You know, you played in this league. What's that like, having that relationship and that familiarity with a coordinator and a play caller as a quarterback?
Well, that's everything, is to have some familiarity with the terminology is great. You know, like we talked about how hard it was for him to come into that situation. That had to help, you know, to see plays. You know, everybody sees plays, and you see them in, you know, one language or seven, you know, but it helps when one of those two languages is something that you've spoken before. So if you come in there and there's a certain play and you're like, oh, this kind of looks like, oh, that's what they call it too. That's just a great feeling, you know, so I think that helps you. But now him being promoted offensive coordinator, it's even more so, because now he's going to be able to, you know, obviously he's known him forever. So it's not one of those situations where, oh, I think this would work. And you're sitting there on Monday watching the film, watching the breakdown, saying this would be a great concept, we should run this. Well, all you got to do is walk over there and talk to him, because you've known him forever.
You know, last season Sam had to get the ball out really quickly. We had injuries along the offensive line, as you saw. But now we hope that we've solved some of those issues by signing two tackles, maybe use the draft to address the offensive line. Is it easy to get out of that mindset for Sam where it's like, hey, last year I had to get the ball out quickly, but now the pass protection is a little bit better. Is that an easy switch for a quarterback?
Well, yes and no. I think a lot of it is put on the offense coordinator's plate, honestly, and what you ask the team to do. This offense, I think, will really benefit being able to push it downfield a little bit more, because Sam, you know, as accurate as he is, he's pretty accurate down the field too. And that's what I've often enjoyed about his ability, is not just the intermediate throws, where 90% of the league is pretty good there, the short intermediate stuff, but he can push the ball down the field in that 20, 30 yard range fairly accurately. So that's something that if your line can hold up and you do have some health there and some guys that can be solid, he could really benefit with the play action and stuff, especially with Latavius and whoever they may get in the draft. I mean, that could be a real benefit to Minnesota.
Thanks for letting us into your studio, and thanks for your time, David.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.